Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, Phil, this feels like it's another one of his whether you like it or not moments. Like back when he declared gay marriage legal in San Francisco.
It's big, it's bold, and it's a little bit self-serving as well. I mean, let's take a look at what we have here. We have, 737 inmates at California's death row. We have voters in California who have repeatedly refused to repeal the death penalty. As a matter of fact, in 2016, they passed a measure to speed it up. That means that there's about 25 to 30, possibly, that could be up for lethal injection while Gavin is governor.
Phil, from I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. So, what to do about that? Gavin opposes the death penalty. Now, if he was governor and sitting, he would, each one of those cases would come up to him for clemency. You know, do you commute it to life sentence? And he would have to explain each and every one. This way, and there's some pretty unpretty cases here. We're talking about some people, children killers, sex offenders, rapists, and murderers all in one package. Some of them are would be pretty hard to justify. So instead, what he's doing is he's putting a moratorium while he's in office on all of them. So it becomes a principled issue overall about the success or failure and questions about the death penalty case, rather than him having to deal with each one individually, which would have been throughout his term.
From a political perspective, Phil, what are the pluses and minuses of being a groundbreaker? I mean, as Holly alluded, he legalized gay marriage, and then the courts intervened, and it took a while for it to straighten out, but he was seen as a groundbreaker in that situation. But there's got to be a downside to it.
Well, I'm not sure he's a groundbreaker. I mean, in California, as far as the death penalty goes, what we've had is most of our elected officials have said, or at least the high ones up, the governor and all, I'm opposed to it, but I'm not going to stop it, and they do nothing to sort of make it happen. That's what Jerry Brown did, sort of kept it in limbo. But like I said, these moves by the voters and by the courts had some starting to come to his area. He's not the first governor to come out against the death penalty or to even, you know, just to put the brakes on him. But what it does is for him, like I said, he was telling the people that I will abide by the will of the voters. Well, he's not. But he does it in one move. So we'll have a story today. We'll have a discussion about it today. But it's better for him than having to have that discussion every time somebody comes up for an execution.
Someone's going to file suit, though.
They're going to file suit. We'll see whether his powers hold or not. But again, like I said, it keeps it in sort of the broader principle discussion about death row rather than the particulars. And that's what you get when you're in the governor's office. And that's what's caused governor's heat in the past, is what do you do with specific cases? Now, Gavin Newsom has ordered, like, the DNA or supports the DNA testing of people convicted and wants them to go through all their remedies. So it's, like I said, it's big, it's bold, it's groundbreaking possibly, but it also serves him as well.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.